You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 4 o'clock. I promised you we'd reset some of the numbers on a Lions victory Monday. Let's do that because this is what gives context to, man, this team's playing great, but what does it mean? Okay, well, first of all, it's the first time Lions have won six games in a row since 1995. Second of all, the numbers they're putting up offensively, if this is the new norm for them, it will be you and the greatest show on turf, Rams, as the two greatest offenses, along with the 07 Patriots. That's it. And only the 07 Patriots this century have had a winning margin as large as what you're beating teams by. Jahmyr Gibbs averaging 6.4 yards per carry. Is that going to continue?
Leading the league.
Yeah. How about every time Goff targets Amon-Ra St. Brown? 30 straight completions. That's insane. I've never seen that in the history of the league.
And not always easy catches.
Goff, his last six games, 80.4% completion rate and a 140 QB rating. All-time bests over a six-game span. And here's how you know you're good in all three phases. That you were so good on defense and special teams, and primarily special teams against the Titans. You had 486 yards the last 2 weeks. You've scored 76 points. Your opponents have 827 yards. They've scored 26.
Say that again for the people in the back.
486 and 76, 827 and 28. The point is, will this, if this is the new norm for you, that you're not just going to win, you're going to win by 14, 15, 17 a game. Guys, the only comp for it is the 07 Patriots in the last 25 years. So if you believe this will continue, then you're going to be 85 Bears, 2000 Ravens, 07 Pats, and you. And again, I understand. You know, the 07 Pats didn't win the Super Bowl, but it is widely considered the greatest regular season in the history of the sport. Mm-hmm. Okay, is that what you believe the Lions are? Is that the company you're going to hold? I'm not doing that on November 4th. Now, I've picked them to win the Super Bowl since August. I'm not changing. We are all holding our breath for a trade here. They need to make a deal for an edge rusher. But do you believe this is your new norm? I'm not. No, I think you're going through an incredible hot streak. But this will cool down, and geez, God forbid, maybe you just win a game by six. Please.
The thing is, Mike, I'm looking at this team. Unless there's some catastrophic injury, this will continue at least for the next four games.
They dropping a bomb on Houston?
I think so.
I want the alt line right now.
Okay.
Go to the alt line, lay 9.5 points. That should be plus 250.
Yes.
Okay, then go ahead and lay 13.5. And then 16.5. Go ahead. Hey, David, Friday for the picks. Alt line only on the Lions. Do not hand the real point spread out.
Because after them, then it's, you know, Jacksonville, it's Indianapolis, teams that you, yes, I expect them to go out there and their line will be, it won't be an alt line for those games. Will be double digits, double digits, double digits.
Then you need to bump it to 21.5.
Then you got the Bears at home for
Thanksgiving.
So, doesn't happen at Houston, I don't see where it ends. Okay. Until you get to maybe Buffalo.
All right. So you believe this is the new norm?
Yeah, I'm thinking so. Yeah.
Okay. Then this team is going to be historically good. And that's fine. I'm not mad if you believe it. I've watched too much NFL. It's been my whole life. I just, the NFL, I'll never take it for granted. I'll never call it easy. I'll never take for granted winning a game. It's really hard. And doing this.
It is, Mike, but in the NFL, in some sports, a team is just charmed. They're living the life. They can do no wrong. The Lions have hit that streak where your quarterback doesn't throw incomplete passes. It's like your safety gets kicked out of a game. Doesn't matter because the other one gets a pick six.
On the worst throw of the year.
You go to Green Bay and you forget, wait, which team plays in Green Bay every week and which team plays in a dome?
Is it wrong? I'm more impressed that they won a game in awful weather and kind of help Goff's narrative. I value that more than the margin of victory or any of these wild stats. It's crossing off another box that we can go on the road,
we
can be in bad weather, and we can win a game.
Oh, no, I totally agree with you. As a matter of fact, I told Cookies that on the pregame show that this is going to cross this line off. We've crossed everything off. Jared Goff's not mobile. Well, you saw him being mobile. Jared Goff can't win the big games. Well, he's going to do that. He's going to fall. He's going to throw picks. He's going to cross it off. And yesterday, yes, you crossed off. Not only can he go into bad weather and put gloves on his hands, but he can make accurate passes and win. And he didn't have to go out there and put up this ridiculous amount of yards. He was a game manager. He controlled, as you said earlier in the show, he controlled what he could control.
That's it.
Didn't make mistakes, and they walked out of there. Really, it wasn't a 10-point game. Green Bay scored a garbage touchdown late and made it a 10-point game.
That's what's so incredible with this team is like, all right, forget about, like, if people take this as an insult, they have tiny brains. It's not. It's a compliment. You are the masters of controlling what you can control. All three phases, offense, defense, special teams. The Lions don't do stupid stuff. They don't make mistakes. Look at yesterday's game. You handled your business, and then here's what the Packers offered. 9 penalties, 6 drops, 3 bad snaps, the worst interception I've seen since Will Levis week 2, and a missed field goal. You do none of those things. You handle your business. And in this league, what I'm watching week in and week out, there is no better operation in all three phases than you. That's the best compliment I can pay you.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell, he is running. They are razor sharp right now. They have the look of a team that's going to do this.
I don't know if he's a rookie, but your field goal kicker is just making field goals.
Jake Bates is perfect.
Left and right. So much so that Dan Campbell just says, hey, go out and kick the field goal. We're going for it, coach? Nah, you're going to kick that field goal. Really? Because you went for it all the time last year. Yeah, I didn't like my kicker. I like you. Go kick the field goal.
I like you. David, some ticket text, and we'll get to the callers, okay?
The Lions will not lose another game this season, including the playoffs. We are hoisting the Lombardi Trophy.
Okay, just to be clear, you're calling your shot right now 19-1 on November 4th. Okay.
The 98-99 Vikings were a better offense than this Lions team, and they did not make the Super Bowl.
But that's not what we're talking about. Winning margin is what we're talking about. Stick to the program, Bueller.
I think the Lions can maintain this heater that we are on right now only, and I mean only, if we make a trade for Smith and something else.
And the latest we have on the Za'Darius Smith front is this. Adam Schefter this afternoon on the Pat McAfee show saying, I still believe the Lions and Browns will get on the same page and get this thing across the finish line. So that's all we can offer.
Nobody is saying it's going to be easy, but doable by these Lions. Absolutely, yes. See you on Woodward in February. The heater will continue. Nick in Rose.
Yeah, but hold on. You're not answering the question. See, once again, this is my problem, is people conflating conversations. I've asked you a simple question. Are you going to roll out and beat teams by 17 points a game the rest of the year like you have the last 6 weeks? And people can't bring themselves to just answer the question. Now, if it's just a heater, then you got to answer for, is it going to continue for 12 more weeks, 10 more weeks? And if not, that's okay. That has nothing to do. Look, I can say it's not going to continue, but I still believe they're winning the Super Bowl. Don't get that twisted. Don't mix the conversations. I'm saying you're, like Rico put it, you're Robin Leach. Champagne and caviar. You're beating teams by 17 a game. I'm asking if you believe this is the new normal, that you are going to put forth one of the most dominant seasons in the last quarter of a century of the NFL.
That you will be historically good, that 25 years from now, people will be referring back to the 24 Lions. Oh, yeah, it's 2040. Hey, remember that 24 Lions team when they just went out there and just killed people and they beat them by so many points and no one ever stood a chance in all of their games? That's what we're saying. Not can they win the Super Bowl. That's totally different.
What kills me is this team over the last 55 games is 40-15 against the spread, going to the midway point of 22, right? So when you look at this now, look at the line for this weekend's game. How the hell is Vegas only trotting the Lions out as a 3.5-point favorite? Because if you believe this continues, well, I'm not telling you what to do. But if you believe it, then that 3.5 sounds like a gift, doesn't it?
It does.
I don't. That's my problem. Everything I know about the NFL, you don't just roll out and beat teams and lay points and do it.
Correct.
And they're killing people.
Correct. But it's almost like the guy playing craps and he just keeps rolling sevens.
And you know what happens at the end?
You lose. But until you do, you just rolled 20 straight sevens.
So you're Mr. Papa Giorgio.
Yes, and you're Nick Papa Giorgio from Yuma.
Guy won like six cars.
Right.
I don't know what it is. I hate Chevy Chase. Am I weird?
Really? I like him in a vacation movie.
I don't think he's funny at all. And he's a mean person, I've heard. He's terrible.
Yeah, from what I heard. But in the vacation movies, yeah. Yeah. So.
2-4-8-5-3-9-97. Don't, David.
What's that?
Don't. He was about to do something to stoke your fire, and I'm stopping it. This is personal growth.
David and I had a conversation.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, straight to the people. We have given some context for what the Lions have been doing the last 6 weeks. You tell me what you want to do with it. We go to Mike, 97.1. Mikey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Excellent, pal. Thank you.
Good, Mike.
So, the sort of question behind your question, I feel like a little bit, is are the Lions going to earn that title of the 2024 Lions by going on this crazy statistical run? And I was going to take a different stance originally when I first called in, but the more I've been listening and the more I think about it, I actually think if ever there was a team to kind of pull off this impossible statistical run, this is the team to do it. They're just playing so angry, and they're playing with such sort of a vindictive, I'm coming to get you style. They just never take the brakes off, and they're almost reveling in it at this point. Like 30 pass connections between Amon-Ra and Goff is ridiculous at this stage, right? The number of spreads, ridiculous at this stage. And the fact that they've done it as one of the most inept organizations in sports history in a very short period of time, I mean, I think you'd have to go back to the 79-49ers to find a better franchise.
But here's the thing. This is the amount of time it takes in the NFL, right? We talked about this at the start. Rebuilds work or they don't. There is no long-term linear progression. Year one, year two, you should see cusp of playoffs improvement, and then year three, you are who you are. We saw that. By year three last year, they were the dudes. Like, Mike, the foundation has been built in the first and second round of these drafts, and they made the bold move. They got Stafford out. They got the extra picks. They nailed them. That's the beginning, middle, and end. So Sure. Whatever they were.
And they did it the right way, which is why I think we're all on the same page that they must make a move
Yes. For
an edge. And I'm kind of with you. I'd like multiple bodies at this point because we just keep seeming to lose guys left and right. So we just need to keep applying pressure. And that's the name of their game. Like,
yes. And it's also, look, just, if your offense can allow, if you can allow your defense a lead, you can do what Minnesota did the first month of the season. It's easier to call defenses when you're ahead. And this offense can be a pace setter. And look, clearly at their best, they can redefine what greatness is. They can redefine what being elite in the NFL is. But Sure. There's no scenario. Like, Mike, I mean, we all sit here. Me, you, Rico, David, Kenny. They have, what, 8 more games or whatever it is. The idea that you won't incur another injury up front, I think that's fantasy. And you're at a point you can't afford a single injury. Bodies, plural. Yes, I want Za'Darius Smith. I will concede a couple depth moves.
I will concede it is highly improbable. This run has been, by definition, highly improbable. So my next step is to say, if ever there was a time, if ever there was a team to think it's legitimately possible to go on a run like that, this is the team to do it. And I'll grant you, it's improbable, and I wouldn't blame you for saying I'm not ready to go there. But the more I think about it, I think I am ready to go there. Like the way these guys play different. They just play different in this version of the NFL, in this modern type of game. It's a much more old school, punch you in the face, knock you out, and today's NFL is not built for that.
You're right. No, and it's exemplified too by Penei Sewell, Mike. Yesterday, this is nerd stuff, and I'm sorry if this bores you guys. I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, there's one play. He not only sets the edge, he caves in his man. And it was on the Gibbs delay, that little draw play, 25-yard touchdown that really just iced the game. Go watch Sewell on that play and watch him wall off the entire side. You could have driven a car through the hole. And then on the other side, there's a play, and I apologize, I forget the receiver that catches the ball. But he goes, chips his first guy, knocks him to Planet Nebular, and immediately gets out in time that by the time Goff throws the ball, he's on the guy going to tackle the receiver. He blocks him too. You're talking about an offense, like you know this with Trent Williams because you watch him every week. There are offensive tackles, good tackles, and then dudes that already have their yellow jacket. Mm-hmm. Penei Sewell's a Hall of Fame player. Mm-hmm. Trent Williams, Hall of Fame. You see these guys do things, and you're like, that's cartoon.
Yeah, it's a unicorn. Like, everybody cannot do that, and you're thankful he plays for your team. And
Right. You
pay him whatever he wants to stay with your team.
It's just they're built different. Look, Mike, I believe they're winning the Super Bowl. Me saying I don't believe they're going to end up beating everybody by 17 points a game, I don't think that's negativity. I'm just too much of a pragmatic crab ass who's watched the NFL for 30 years, 35 years. I can't go there. If they do it, more than happy to acknowledge it. I don't want to go there. I want to win, and I want to make sure we're on the pathway to getting that parade. Between now and tomorrow, right now, there better be a deal. You cannot justify, if you guys are calling this radio show talking about how amazing they are, how good they are, then how could you be satisfied with not curing or putting a Band-Aid on the one weakness you have? You know what I mean, Rico? How could you say that?
It is. And I think the Lions see that. They know that. And there's no way in the world, they're smart people, that they know we can continue going and playing this way without help for that defensive line. Because, yes, eventually, whether it's just the health of the existing players that you have start to wear down and break down and nicks and injuries start happening, or you start facing better caliber of quarterbacks that are more have more mobility to them that can extend plays. If you want to win, really nothing about next season should matter to you. You'll pay whatever price it takes to continue what's going on right here, right now.
You know what's amazing? Watch Za'Darius Smith get traded here at 6:01, right after we're off the air. God, it's going to happen.
Well, Rieger will be happy.
By the way, the Schefter quote, if you want it, I think the Browns and Lions will figure out how to get a deal done for Za'Darius Smith. Done.
Yeah. And see, for me, I think probably the Lions have already put in their bid, and I think this is just the Browns. One last call. Anybody else? So I think it won't happen at 6. I think it'll happen tomorrow.
You know what I still can't figure out? And I'm not trying to stoke the fire here. Did you see Max Crosby after the game yesterday? Mm-hmm. This bleep sucks. This is terrible. Max, you can fix all of it. I want out. Period. Come home, Scott. Scott. Come home. I just don't get how a guy could sit there. I don't get how a guy could sit there and go, oh, I want to be a Raider. Really? You enjoying yourself? Team just fired the OC, the O-line coach. The Antonio Pierce fired everyone but himself. Then he's going to get fired at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to have a rookie quarterback next year. You know what you're going to do? You're going to be terrible. I'll never understand it. I'm starting to blame Max Crosby.
Unless you get that next rookie phenom QB. Good luck with that.
That's going to be Shador. You know it, right?
Oh, no.
That's going to be Shador and Coach Prime in Vegas. Watch. Mm. Oh, and by the way, you know who Shador Sanders NIL? You know who Shador Sanders NIL is through? TB12.
Yeah, sure is.
Who's the co-owner of the Raiders? Tom Brady.
Unless there's a team in New York with the first overall selection.
I would take Shador.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, unless.
It won't happen. You know what we're going to do? Because this man won't pray for me this weekend. We're going to beat the Panthers, F ourselves into oblivion, and have no shot at a quarterback.
Maybe you want to find somebody else. Mike, I'll pray for you. Last time he prayed for somebody.
Be curious.
You got Kate.
Let's have a little fun. Well, breaking news. The Detroit Lions have waived two guys I ain't ever heard of. Abraham Beauplein and Chris Smith. One's a linebacker, one's a D lineman. You go, Mike, why the hell are you bringing this up? Let me help you. So that clears two spots on the 53-man roster. Now, one of those is for Mr. Jameson Williams. The other would be for Za'Darius Smith? Am I wrong? Am I using hopium on a cloudy Monday? What are we doing here?
They got an open spot, so.
David, ticket text. Talk to me.
I think you're using hopium, by the way.
What did you just say?
You're using hopium.
Come on. You really don't believe they're making a deal?
Oh, I didn't say that. Come on. I don't think that this has anything to do with it.
Well, what's the extra spot on the roster for? Mickey Mouse?
I don't know. We'll see. They got a whole week, and I don't think it has anything to do with the trade. I think they can make the trade. They don't. No, I don't think that's for that.
Well,
they
can't go cutting TJ's buddy, Bobby Woo Woo.
That's not the same guy, is it?
I think he's safe. No, different guy.
Oh, Abraham Beauplein.
Right.
The guy they released. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, gotcha.
Not a Woo Woo.
Yes, this team should continue to be historically good and hammer teams from historically bad 50 years to great this year. It is science. If we get some respectable edge rushers, then yes, we will blow everyone out like we are right now. Teams won't be able to score with pressure and a great secondary. Offense will keep rolling.
A great example is look how well Aleem McNeil played yesterday. Had probably 5 or 6 pressures. But you got nothing from the edges. Nothing. If you can get anything from the edge. This is the best interior you guys have had since the Sue Fairley days. Mm-hmm. It's there. There's no scenario I will accept not making a trade. It's I don't want to hear it. Oh, well, the other team has to dance too. I don't care. Then take the other team to dinner. Figure it out. If John Lynch always figures it out, and Howie Roseman always figures it out, and Eric DaCosta always figures it out, then damn it, we need to figure it out.
You know what? Hold on real quick, David. We talked about this briefly during the break. I'm watching this Kirby Joseph replay again of his pick six. He does remind me of Merton Hanks. He's a tinier version, but the long neck. If he would just hit out the chicken dance when he scores, I got to see if TJ can get him to do that, man. But like Hanks, he got interceptions. And Kirby Joseph just gets interceptions.
That's right.
People are believing what you're putting out there, Mike, with the Lions news, because Wikipedia has now called Za'Darius Smith a Detroit Lion.
Yes. Hey, he played a season-low snap count yesterday, 29. He had the blue T-shirt thing that you guys explained to me. You got Schefter saying they're going to get a deal done. Now we just said goodbye to Bobby Beauplane and some guy named Smith. J-Mo's only one spot. The other, come on. Come on. Za'Darius Smith, right? Gotta be.
Yeah, we'll see. Someone else does want to tell you, Mike, you have to remember you are outside the four walls because all the Lions fans took your note and took it to Max Crosby, and he got pissed about all the messages he got.
I understand.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about
that. I understand
that.
I'm just saying on a day-to-day, I don't think that way. I just do the show. But yes, I failed to realize that when I mentioned cheese grater guy, that all of a sudden that poor man's phone would explode. Well, we were happy to talk to him today. It was hilarious. But man, the UP, good gravy.
Someone's saying the two spots. One could be, of course, you're right, J-Mo.
Right.
The other could be Broderick Martin. Maybe he's coming back from injury.
Why do you have to use common sense? Can't you just let us dream a little? Who the hell needs Broderick Martin?
I didn't even know he played football still. Like, where's he been?
Rather have cheese grater guy than Broderick Martin. Come on.
Wow. With this offense, I can definitely see them beat everyone by 14 to 17 points on every game until the playoffs.
Nah, you may as well do it in the playoffs too, right? I mean, who are we kidding?
See, the funniest thing is the defense makes, like, you can get yardage throughout the 20s, but for some reason they stop the other teams from scoring, and it's not with pressure that you just don't get it done. I can't describe it. And like I said, I was like, oh, okay, it's Brian Branch. Wait, he's gone. You're still limiting teams from scoring.
I hated him getting thrown out of that game. I know we haven't spent a lot of time on it because they won, but that is not a transparent process.
No.
Look, the hit was a personal foul. I'm good with it. 15 yards. Don't do that again. For him to be thrown out by some magic, it sounds like your live read. Have a fantastical evening.
Amazifying.
Amazifying replay. You can't do that. That's like the nonsense that happened in Michigan State, Ohio State. Oh, hey, while the commercial break was going on, do-over. Wait, what? No.
Yeah. The fact that it took people in New York to say, well, we felt the intent was different. Like, you had referees right there. If they should be able to feel what the intent is. They can hear what's actually being said on the field. But some people hundreds of miles away said, well, yeah, he had intent. He could have stopped. The second it happened, I was more shocked he wasn't thrown out the game. Because when I saw the hit, I was like, wow, huh, interesting. I expect him to be tossed out. And looked like play was going to go on. Then they had to buzz down. I'm like, and there it is.
And then he MF'd the refs, and then he flipped the crowd off. He really got his money's worth. He pulled a Billy Martin.
Yeah, I've heard that's frowned upon
in this establishment. Let's go to James, 97.1. James, what's going on, buddy?
Hey. Thanks for letting me come on.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that, you know, I don't think, like you were saying, that I don't think that they're going to keep that up as far as like 17 points a game. I'm really hoping that they continue to have the things to go their way. You know, for me right now, the cherry is ripe for the picking. I mean, you know, look how far they got last year, you know, and then the fight that they have in them right now. I'm just thankful that I get a chance to watch them play football, you know, 65 years old, and I've watched them go through everything. And right now, I still put my channel when I'm watching them on another channel just in case I have to flip to go back and forth because I can't handle the anxiety sometimes watching them.
But not much anxiety when you're winning every game by 17 points.
Right. But listen, I mean, but winning by 1 point, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it has to go their way. Everything has to, I mean, you know, you guys are analysts, you know, you guys are picking everything on what the defense look like, what the offense is doing, you know, you're giving, I mean, I'm listening to these announcers on like Stephen A and they're talking about the Lions and this and this. And I just want to tell them to shut up, just shut up. And I want to say I'm hoping that the players don't be listening to the hype because I just want them to continue to play football.
James, let me help you.
Yep.
I think they've moved past listening to the hype. Probably the only anxiety you have is the coin toss. Other than that, you should be okay. So flip away, don't watch the coin toss, and then just watch your team bury somebody.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.